Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah, so there's a timeout. Gonzaga leads Duke 89-87 with 44.9 seconds to go in the Maui Invitational. The number one and number three teams in the country. How about Gonzaga? Number three team in the country. Way to go, Zags.
I thought they were number eight.
Am I blind? Does that not say number three there up on the screen?
Oh, is that a different poll?
I don't know.
The Zags are number eight? Number three?
Listen, my eyes are not the greatest, so perhaps...
Nope, it's AP Top 25, Gonzaga number three, Duke number one.
There you go.
I was looking at ESPN, I think they had them.
That's
number
a three,
eight.
Right? Next to Gonzaga right there on the TV screen? I'm not blind, am I? That's a three.
No, that's a three.
Okay.
I was just looking at the game because, you know, we have some local flair there, so.
You want to explain that?
Sure. I mean, we have a guy who played for Regis who goes to Gonzaga, who's still a player there and has played there for a while, named Josh Perkins.
Josh Perkins, he's 32 years old.
He's 23. But he's got 9 points tonight. So I followed Josh. I know his dad. I've been watching this guy play basketball for a lot of years.
He's a main player for him. He's right on the court
now. He's a senior. And
is Duke all freshmen, by the way?
They're playing freshmen.
So now when they put out...
And I think all of those guys are going to get drafted this year in the NBA.
So right now on the court for Duke with 44.5 seconds to go, that's all freshmen.
In this game, right now, Duke, who is the number one team...
Who's the big white kid? For Duke.
I don't know. 41? Why? Why does that?
I just don't know who he is. I mean, if they're
like,
all
who's a white guy?
Yeah, well, kind of. Ball is. Well, I know that sounds bad.
Number 41 is Jack White. He is a junior.
See, the white guy.
He's from Australia.
He's the white guy. So he's a freshman from Australia. So is he 23 years old?
He may be. He is a junior.
He's a junior. So they got one little bit of experience out there.
Yeah. Don't you just?
It's an interesting concept of college basketball. If you can keep guys around, if you keep more experienced guys around, can you beat a team that essentially is probably individually more talented?
Oh sure. Because you understand what the pressure is. You know how to play. You've gone through your growing pains with a veteran team, and your guards are more dynamic the older they get. They understand how to handle the basketball. They won't turn it over.
How do you keep kids around?
Well, they're not NBA guys. They're high level college basketball players, but they're not NBA guys. That's why the tournament is
it's so exciting.
Yeah, because we're watching NBA guys playing against the best college basketball.
Al, that's why I would say get rid of one and done and just let the guys compete against each other. Period. It'll be fine. It'll be exciting.
And that's how you lose a basketball game right there. With 30 seconds left to go, Gonzaga was at the free throw line, and the kid missed
two free throws. So this is the tire to win right here with 15 seconds. Misses a layup. The Australian misses a layup. And a timeout by Duke. Well, Gonzaga. So it looks like Duke missed two layups.
But two layups against contested layups against seven-footers. Yeah, those guys are 7 foot.
I do love college basketball. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Too.
It's so exciting.
I used to watch Big Monday with my friends. Man, we just like make a basketball date. We just sit there and watch basketball on a Monday night. All of us football players sit there and just watch the games and say, "Ah, I should have went to. I'm better than that guy." No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am.
Meanwhile, for the Broncos. Today, the Broncos have a very interesting thing going on. It's the first time in 42 years of NFL history that a team will face three consecutive teams who are on at least a 5+ winning streak when they played them. The Texans had won 6 in a row. The Chargers had won like 5 in a row, 6 in a row. And now the Steelers have won, you know, at least 5 in a row. I forget exactly what it is, but something like that. So it's the first time in 42 years where a team has faced three straight teams that have been on long winning streaks.
And we pointed to this point of the season and said that this is when the Broncos make their hay if
now,
they're a playoff team.
I think that is a great time to play a team, Al, when they're on a long winning streak. I think there's...
I'd rather them be on a long losing streak.
Not me. Because sometimes there's things to play for. Now, do you inherently believe in the any given Sunday in the NFL?
Like,
do you believe that or not?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Well, we saw the Tennessee Titans over the Patriots
so
going into a bye week.
You don't want to play a team on a losing streak because if you believe in the any given Sunday concept, you would believe that, well, if they have the right things happen, they can beat you. It's not like college sports where there's teams that just will never beat another team. It just will never, ever happen. Like the Citadel is never going to beat Alabama. Even though it was tied at halftime.
Right.
They're never going to beat Alabama. Right?
I mean, the Titans beat the Patriots 34-10. And the reason I'm saying this is because usually the coach gives you a little gravy on the bye week if you win the game. This was going into a bye. Going into a bye, and the Patriots lost 34-10. Does any given Sunday count? Yes, it does.
I believe in any given Sunday.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And that's,
this kid just missed another free throw.
Well, they've missed 4 in a row now. Are we keeping it here to see if Duke's going to actually win this one? And they're not. Gonzaga pulls off the upset. They got blocked in the lane. They did not give the ball to Zion Williamson. Amazing. And Duke loses. There you go. They missed 4 free throws. And defensively, they stood up tall to Duke. So big upset right there. Gonzaga 89, Duke 87.
What a great game.
Congratulations, Paul Klee.
Paul Klee's a big Gonzaga guy, huh?
You have to play golf, collegiate golf at Gonzaga.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't want to get into a match with Klee, Dan.
No. You don't want to fish? Or play golf with Paul Klee.
I want to fish with him.
He'll kill you in both.
No, not fishing.
Well, he's a good fisherman.
So am I.
Guy's kind of ridiculous.
Oh, I'm kind of ridiculous,
it's
too.
Absurd, actually.
I mean, I'm really good.
I can't doubt you anymore.
My sons, every time one of them get in the car, and I have 4 boys, and anytime any one of them gets in the car, they ask, Dad, what is this gold shoe? I said, son, that's when I kicked the 51-yard field goal on my birthday when I turned 50.
Do they believe you?
No, it's not. Boom, Twitter.
Wouldn't have believed it. Wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see it for myself. Impossible to believe if I did not see it for myself. I have told that story so many times. I had breakfast with a friend of mine today, and he goes, I was dying listening at work. I was laughing so hard.
What he said, did he really make it?
He said that his boss came by, and he was just laughing. He had his headphones on, and I go, no, it really happens. I mean, you have a lot of different big athletic accomplishments. If that's not one of your top 5 stories that you tell for the rest of your life, I'll be stunned.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous.
Why? When you finish your ACL, you'll be able to hit a 51.
No, no, I will not. There's
you don't
no
think
way.
So?
No.
Stokely's
no.
Still hurt. He's still hurt.
The disappointing part about Stokely.
He says he's not hurt. He's rehabbing.
Well, I mean,
Is he really injured from?
Yeah, he tried to.
Really?
Make the 51 yarder
repeatedly.
Right. I guess for 3 hours he tried.
The problem with Stokely. Here's the real problem.
And Zach missed a 15 yarder. 17 yards is the max.
Yeah. So did Stink. So did Evans.
Wait a minute. Did Evans miss?
They didn't get to the second round.
Wait a minute. Did Stink
missed it. And he hurt himself. And Evan, same thing.
Wait a minute. Stink did not make a...
No.
18-yard field goal?
15-yard.
15?
It was from the 5-yard line.
5-yard line is a
15.
15?
Math.
He sucks.
Wow.
I know.
That's just so.
It was
didn't Cecil make one?
No, Cecil missed it too.
Oh, wow.
Cecil is not super athletic. No offense, Cecil. We've seen you golf too.
Wow.
I'm sure there's something Cecil can do that's.
Oh, his Jordan game is off the chain.
He can buy sneakers.
Oh, he can.
That dude, and he knows how to buy sneakers.
I mean, isn't he the best at fantasy football?
Let me look at the trophy. Apparently not. He is tonight at Famous Dave at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
One of the more humiliating moments for everybody on the staff was the night that we went out to Topgolf, and it was everybody on the staff, and we saw who could play, who could hit a golf ball and who couldn't.
Oh, Stinkin' hit a golf ball.
Yeah, he's an athlete. CJ was there. He was amazing. You were striping it. And then
It's what I do, baby.
I would call myself a tweener where, you know, it's going to look good most of the time. But I'll I'll hit a clunker. But all in all, if you saw me hit a golf ball, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Who's the best athlete on the Denver Broncos right now?
But to finish the conversation, there were some guys on the radio station where it was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I remember a few guys that couldn't hit the ball. I mean, just literally could not hit the golf ball.
And Cecil was one of them. I mean, it was like, dude.
You are my champion, D-Mac.
Why you keep consistently calling out my main man, Cecil?
I don't know. Or just talking about guys who missed the field goal, that's all.
We can go get blasted and go get some pancakes.
I mean, unfortunate for everybody that missed the 15-yarder is I kicked one in with a torn ACL.
And you didn't even take a step. You just kind of
stood there and swung my leg.
Your leg right at the ball, and it just went right through.
Just went in.
Oh, good for you.
Stokely missed it. Zach missed it. Stink missed it.
Zach missed it.
Cecil missed it.
I got to be in the top two, three.
Dude, the only people
at this station.
Oh, at this station?
Oh, at this station. I think I may be number one. I may be number one as far as skill set goes.
Like right now.
Right now. Including Zach and Stoke and Pritchard.
I got to think about that one.
He just keeps overlooking Orlando, too.
And Orlando.
Who was second in the field goal kicking competition.
He was second.
Yeah, he was. What would you base that on?
No running, jumping.
There's no way you could outrun Brandon Stokely.
I'm as fast as Stokely.
Oh, you're talking about sprinting?
Yes.
No, there's no way.
Oh, I'm as fast as Stokely.
No.
I think Stokely and I ran the exact same 40 coming out of college.
I got that. Not now, you're not. There's no way.
Oh, I think if you give me a couple months to train, I think I can get back to that.
What else besides sprinting? To measure athleticism, like best athlete.
I don't know what else.
How's your endurance these days?
Oh, pretty good. Really good. My endurance is great.
Now, I'll give you this. If we're just talking about
starting and stopping, not so great. But running forward, I'm good. But if you ask me to stop while running forward fast, you know, it's have some issues.
Can't do it.
What are you the best at of all the people at the station right now?
Golf. No doubt about it.
You're better than Stokely at golf?
Yes.
He plays a lot.
It's okay.
Is that an athletic endeavor?
No, it's not. Because you can drink beer and play golf.
Who's the best basketball player?
Oh, that'd be me. Zach would be number two.
Why are you better than Zach at basketball?
I always have been. Who's the best athlete on the Denver Broncos roster? If you said, pick a sport, any sport, who's the best athlete on that team? I have one answer.
Who?
Courtland Sutton.
I don't know. I haven't seen him. What else can he do? He can jump.
He can run.
Is he a good basketball player? I'm sure he is.
He can run. He can jump.
He played basketball at SMU?
Yes,
he was on the team?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's insane. You're probably right.
Naturally, you would think Von Miller because he's so freaky fast and he's built like a
he's quick.
A
He's quick. He's not fast. There's tons of. He got chased down easily when he had that interception.
He's like 255 pounds.
Yeah, he's relatively fast.
Travis Benjamin's the fastest guy on the Chargers.
Yeah, okay.
He's a 4.3 guy.
All right, fine. Von's not that fast.
I think Travis Benjamin ran like a 4.2 something somewhere.
Vaughn is incredibly strong, quick, and agile. I don't know if Vaughn can play. Can Vaughn play basketball? I don't know.
I don't know.
Can Vaughn play golf?
What about,
I doubt
what about
it.
Hitting a baseball? 4.36 officially for Travis Benjamin. That's fast.
Hitting a baseball. Somebody in the Broncos can hit a baseball.
I'm putting my money on Courtland Sutton.
I'd put my money on Emmanuel Sanders.
As the best athlete.
Yeah. Overall.
No defensive lineman on that list, huh?
They get stuck in the mud a little bit there, dude. I mean, are we talking like bench pressing and weight stuff?
Oh, that counts if you want to do that, too.
But pound for pound, don't you think Emmanuel Sanders is probably one of the stronger guys on the team?
Pound for pound, it's probably going to be Emmanuel Sanders.
Probably.
If you go pound for pound.
I mean, he's going to be the fastest guy. He's going to be able to run for distance, by the way.
I don't know if Emmanuel Sanders can dunk a basketball.
Oh my God, of course he can.
You think he can?
Yes. Yes, of course.
You think Vaughn can dunk a basketball?
Maybe.
Those kind of legs, man, he should be able to.
Maybe.
Do you think Case Keenum can dunk?
No.
Wait a minute.
No way.
The next rule should be the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos has to be able to dunk a basketball.
Dude, I know who can throw down.
Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch can throw down. Paxton Lynch can throw
Paxton
down.
Lynch, I know he can.
Oh, man. Brock Osweiler throws down.
Trevor Siemian, can he hit a baseball?
Trevor Siemian, yes. Yeah, he can.
Yep.
Trevor's a great athlete. Great athlete. It's just, it was like he was coming back from combat or something. Yeah, I'd throw bowling in there. Sure, that's a good athletic skill. That's good.
Okay.
Takes endurance.
I know I'm the best
takes
bowler
technique.
On the state at the station.
Who?
I am.
Okay, you got your own ball.
Of course, my own ball, my own shoes, my own shirt. D-Mac, I have my own shirt.
I don't see anybody chasing. Is Cecil a good bowler? Hold on a second. Have we figured out something? Because I know he's friends with CJ. Maybe Cecil's a bowler.
Maybe he is. On Thanksgiving, we probably can give him that.
Maybe Cecil's a bowler.
Who's a better athlete at the coaching position? Vance Joseph or Mike Tomlin?
I'd say VJ.
No doubt
VJ's
about that.
VJ's kind of ripped. VJ's in really, I mean, you can rag on him all you want about whatever, but
right,
that dude's in shape.
Spin class in.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, man.
He does that?
No, he's in great shape.
He is in good shape.
I mean, he's still in the gym.
He goes with the ones.
He
goes with the ones.
Yeah.
Did you see Mike Leach was asking?
Mike Leach, not a great athlete.
Mike Leach was saying who would win, like, in a fight amongst all the, a battle between all the Big 12 coaches. That was funny.
What kind of, like a fight, a fist fight?
I think it was a...
you mean Pac-12 coaches?
I said Big 12. Pac-12 coaches. Yeah.
Yeah, think about that one a little bit.
Mike Leach is...
You're going to beat Herm Edwards?
I don't think anybody's going to get... coach at Arizona is...
Who? Who is
Texas
it?
Texas A&M.
Rich Rod? No.
No.
Sumlin?
Huh?
Who?
Kevin Sumlin.
Someone's at
Jimbo
Arizona?
Fisher. Oh, Jimbo Fisher's at Texas A&M.
No, Arizona.
I believe it's Sumlin.
He's got to be the youngest.
Herm's pretty good. Herm's in pretty good shape. Herm's pretty good.
Hello. We play to win the game.
I don't know. Like, who's the coach at Cal? I don't even know who Cal coach is.
Oh, he's a young guy. He's like 30. He's like
Utah,
41.
You know, who's the coach at Utah?
Whittingham, he may be him.
Kyle David Shaw, he would lose in a fight.
Yeah.
Great conversation we're having here.
It's the night before Thanksgiving, man.
I know.
I don't want to stress people out, man. Everybody's going to roll into tomorrow. They're going to have a great time. What's the number one thing you're going to...
Who's the best skier on the staff?
Oh, it's got to be you. I hate saying that.
Thank you, friend. Thank you.
First thing you're going to eat tomorrow.
Does that make me a great athlete because I'm the best skier on the staff?
I mean, but I can, so that makes me part of the conversation
Part of the competition.
I can be part of a competition.
Oh, my God. I love to just get everybody out on the snow at one time. Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be funny.
I'd like to get us to the top of Loveland.
I don't know if Stokely can ski. Can Stokely ski?
We do Chinese downhill all the way to the bottom. If you can't, that's even better. All you got. Actually, you're okay. You're pretty good.
First thing you're going to eat tomorrow at Thanksgiving. First thing that you're looking forward to eating.
Like, okay, that's two different things. That's okay. Two different things.
Okay, first thing you're going to eat after dinner. First thing you're going for.
Now, we have appetizers at our Thanksgiving. Do you have appetizers?
Oh, no. That is cheating. No, no, no. We have breakfast, and then we have Thanksgiving.
Well, you have breakfast. Well, we don't really do breakfast, but we have appetizers.
No, we do breakfast, man. We have bacon and eggs.
Can I tell you what we have for appetizers?
Go ahead.
Dude.
Come on. Don't tell me crab cakes.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
Hell yeah! Is it in the oven? They do it in the oven?
I cook it up. It's just...
I'm just saying, how's it cooked? In the oven or in the pan?
Yeah, no oven, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You're talking about Thanksgiving meal. I got you. Like at the table, right?
Like, just give me something that you can't wait to eat. You're only eating it one time a year. What are you going for?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Might be listening. Go ahead.
She makes this, like, oh, my God. The squash that is like butter something, sweet potato squash or something.
Oh, you mean...
Dude, it's like eating like candy. It is absurd.
Butternut squash?
It's something like that. Turkey's turkey. Let's just call it what it is, right?
Turkey's turkey. I mean, look, right? Man, some of you guys are going to fry your turkey. Some of you guys are going to bake it. Some of you guys are going to smoke it.
And I like turkey.
But the bottom line, it's turkey.
Turkey's turkey. Right. Yeah. So you got to go to the special stuff.
Right.
Like stuff you don't normally have.
Right. Like,
I'm telling you, this squash that she puts together, I'm probably calling it the wrong name, but it is ridiculous.
Oh, I bet it is squash. But I only eat this once a year.
What's that?
Stuffing.
What kind of stuffing?
Oh, corn bread stuffing.
Got sausage in there or not?
Oh, giblets and, oh, man.
No.
Oh, it's going to be, oh, soft.
We have three different stuffings that we have.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we have the stuffing I don't like.
Do you mean the other package?
I'll put that, give that to Heisman.
Who makes that one?
I think my mother-in-law does make that one.
My wife!
Yeah.
So you don't like your wife's stuffing?
It's too easy. Take a break. This is the drive.
Who makes the other two?
You know what? The other two stuffing? I'll tell you this. My wife hates my stuffing. This is the drive on the
My wife! My wife!
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Greta Van Fleet, I like it. The Led Zeppelin ripoff band.
You said that your wife's stuffing is awful.
Right.
Why don't we give the fellas a phone? Fellas, give us a phone call.
That is so mean.
303-713-1043. You don't have to give us your name, but certainly there is somebody in your family that brings something or cooks something every year that you say, why in the world did they bring that? I'm going to start off with you, Big Sexy. 303-713-1043. And you know it. See, because everybody has this smile on their face. Everybody brings to Thanksgiving. Like, why did they bring that again?
There's always a dish that is definitely not dug into. You see it at the end of dinner. You can always tell because it's the bowl or whatever that's barely been touched.
Go ahead, Big Sexy. What do you have, man?
I love you, Mom. Love you. I'm not a fan of green bean casserole. I'm sorry. I know you put a lot of time and effort into it. But it's definitely the least touched dish at the table. I'll tell you that much.
Why? Why is that?
I mean, it's green bean casserole, D-Mac.
Is it too buttery? Does she throw some like almonds or some?
I'm just not a fan of green bean casserole. We can't get into details here. Al's having the fellas call in right now, completely anonymous, and he's like, "Hey, Big Sexy, what don't you like?" Oh, there goes the anonymity there.
All right. Green bean casserole, huh? That's no good. Oh yeah, we've definitely in the past. My wife has prepared some things that at the end of the party, it's just like, well,
there it is, Phil.
There it is. That's terrible. She makes some sort of like marshmallow thing with pineapple that nobody ever eats.
Hey, man.
What is that? I don't even know what it is. It's kind of, it looks like Jell-O with marshmallows and pineapple. And like,
I'm going to go ahead and put my wife on Front Street real quick, man. My wife is the worst cake maker in the world.
Why?
Listen, man.
Why is she bad at that?
Hey, man, we have never had a full cake come out of a pan yet. There's always a part of the cake still left in the pan when the kids go to do the icing, man. I mean, every year, man.
So what do you say?
I'm like, I just say nothing, man. So,
that looks great.
I'm like, but you know, you put a lot of icing on it, nobody. We've never had a perfect cake.
Hey, it's another tumor cake.
We've never had a perfect cake in the Williams household. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, I guess everybody's got something. Joe, you're on the fan.
What's
Hi, Joe.
Up, Joe?
Guys, good evening.
Hey. Good evening, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, I can't answer any follow-up questions as to why someone would do this, but I have an extended family member. Thankfully, I don't have to endure this much. That makes a hot fruit soup.
What? wait a second. What fruit is in the soup?
All kinds of fruit.
No, come
wait a minute.
On.
Come on, man. Hey, man.
Look, man, you just made that up.
You just made that up.
No, I'm dead serious. How could you make that up? And all of the acids and everything just kind of run together, and it's just rancid.
So there's like blueberries in a soup.
Tears coming out my eyes. You gotta be kidding me, yeah. Man.
I'm dead serious. And everyone.
Fruit soup.
Hot soup. Hot fruit soup.
Hey, check out the watermelon in the soup. Hey, check out my soup with orange slices. Fruit soup. I've never heard of fruit soup.
That green bean casserole sounded real good over here.
What? Green bean casserole sounds fun. Hey, when you say casserole, that insinuates there's something in there with the green beans.
Hot fruit soup.
I've never heard of fruit soup.
Oh, my goodness, dude. I am just...
All right.
I'm just dying laughing, man.
Oh, this... Wait, you know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to go to Brandon, because...
All right, man.
Yes, Brandon, you're on the fan. Hi.
What's up, Brandon?
How you guys doing?
Super.
Huge fan. Early Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah. Same to you, bro.
So my sister, I don't know if you guys have anyone in your family that's gluten-free or has a gluten.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I know all about it.
I've heard about those people.
Let me tell you. I'm putting my sister-in-law on blast a little bit. And I think it was more about an ex-boyfriend than anything. But she is not allergic, and she still is, like, insistent on the gluten-free stuff. If you're allergic, that's one thing. But every time we're at a restaurant with the waiter or waitress, does this have this? Does it have that? Can I have it with this and not that? And can we get it this? But we're just going to split it. So put it on one plate and three forks. You know, it's like that.
Oh.
So go ahead. What's your gluten-free story?
She made, for Thanksgiving last year, she talked it up with the entire family. I have a big family, over 27 cousins here in Colorado.
All right.
And everybody brings something to the table, and she just talked it up like, oh, my God, my snickerdoodle cookies are the best. You guys wouldn't know that they're gluten-free. Just try it. So she brings it, and my five-year-old cousin takes a bite into it. And she immediately spits it out and says, never again.
In front of her face?
So it just tastes like sandpaper or something? It just disintegrates, right? It's just... Well, yeah, because if you don't have a little...
A five-year sense to the auntie.
Never again.
Never again. Right. After she said those cookies are going to be great.
Ryan.
You won't even be able to tell that they're gluten-free.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Same to you, bro.
So Kanye West has a line. It goes... you know that one, auntie, you don't mean to be rude, but every holiday nobody eating the food.
Right.
And so I have that auntie. And every holiday, no matter what it is, she brings raw vegetable spring rolls.
Mm.
I'm talking Super Bowl. We got wings and beers, and she's got raw vegetable spring rolls. It is ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Raw vegetable spring rolls?
Raw vegetables. So it's basically like a raw carrot. Or like a raw broccoli,
yeah.
And she wraps it in this latex thing. I don't even know what it is.
Says, here you go.
And you take a bite of that, and you put it to the side, man. You don't.
You say you say your dental care better be up to snuff, huh?
You're gonna love this.
Yes, sir.
All right, appreciate it, man.
Man, you want more?
Oh my goodness, man. We got time for one more. We got time for one.
All right, let's see. All right, I'll go with Chief.
I've never heard of the hot fruit soup.
No, the hot fruit soup may be the topper. That was Chief, you're on the fan.
What's up, Chief?
Hey. We got a bowl of uneaten food going back, I don't know, 50 years.
What? What are you talking about?
A bowl of uneaten food, I don't know. It's a Minnesota thing.
You just kept it?
It may not even be. It is called varnish remover. And it is some sort of cranberry concoction that is inedible, and they name it that way.
Wait, they just bring the food around just to not eat? Like, as a reminder?
I think so. It's like Ludacris on steroids. It's called varnish remover, and that's why she's my ex.
Okay. Thank you, Chief.
All right.
Well, we all seem to have something in common here, so.
There's going to be something on the table that's left. Think about Big Al and D-Mac tomorrow as you guys get ready for your Thanksgiving meal. There's going to be the least favorite thing out there. If it's you who brought it, don't worry, bro. Next year, it's going to probably be you again.
Here's A on the text line real quick. Fun fact, less than 1% of the world's population actually has an allergy to gluten. Everyone else is just a jerk. All right, this is The Drive on The Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D.
We need a language for us too. We don't need to describe.
I just want to give you a heads up that I know we're into the holiday season here. There may be on Friday something interesting.
What is it?
Can't tell you more than that.
Okay.
But just, you know, remind me that I said what I'm saying today on Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. If it hasn't popped, then...
Hold on.
Something.
Set a reminder for Friday to ask D-Mac something at 3 p.m.
There you go. Good.
Okay. I'll remind you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. My own personal secretary.
You guys should do a Thanksgiving fire up. We're going to fill that plate with potatoes, stuffing, yams, cranberries,
give me the
rolls.
Turkey, give me the ham.
Give me the turkey. Give me the ham. You know we're going back for seconds. Oyster stuffing. My mom takes those awful smoke canned oysters, chops them up, puts them in the stuffing in the turkey, taints the entire turkey. Oh, my God. That does sound disgusting. That sounds gross.
Big Sexy said that somebody sent there.
Had to Google.
Macaroni, no cheese.
Macaroni, no cheese. Well, had to Google hot fruit soups.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hot fruit soup.
Let's go to back to football.
I got beans, greens, potatoes,
okay, all right.
There you go.
Ham,
let's
ram,
get it.
Hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You made it! Evil Willie. Hi, Evil Willie. You're on the fan. What's going
on,
pal?
What's up, Evil Willie?
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh, sure, same to you, buddy. Same to you.
Hey, thank you, Big Al and D-Mac. I just got to say, before I go on, like, what I was going to say is I actually walked into Whole Foods today and asked where I could find products with extra gluten in them.
Nice. Nice, Evil Willie. Good for you, Evil Willie.
Good for you, man.
Extra,
good for
I
you.
Want extra gluten.
Right. Give me extra glutenness or whatever.
So anyway, I know you got your hands in the dirt and you don't matter. You know, that's a rude call. But Roethlisberger, ever since he put his head through a windshield, he is just a little bit off. He's a tough SOB.
Yes,
but
he is.
I am thinking that we're going to get a chub and a Miller sack and maybe a coverage sack by our nickel defense.
Nice.
I think we're going to get three sacks out of this. Thank you.
You got it.
What do you guys think?
I think we actually might get as many as five sacks on Sunday, to be honest with you. Your Big Ben will give up sacks. It happens. And he'll create turnovers. They're minus three on the year. So
in the first game of the year against the Cleveland Browns, don't forget that was the most sacks that Ben Roethlisberger had. He had four sacks surrendered in that game, a 21-21 tie.
Four,
right.
That's it?
He's
really
not been sacked a lot because he gets rid of the football. He just throws away. He's a magician.
Hold on.
He has 5, 8, 9,
he's
10,
got to
11,
have been sacked
12, 13.
More than four times in
13,
one game.
13.
In one game.
I'm talking about this year. Four times the most he's been sacked in a game this year.
I got 14. Okay. I got 14 here. You got 13.
Four, five.
Well, I mean, I got it here.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14.
Third least in the NFL. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm watching the Steelers, and I think they can get to him, but maybe not. Maybe you're right. Maybe he just wastes the last minute and just gets rid of it.
He just gets rid of the football.
Had intercepted 10. Case and Big Ben have the same amount of interceptions.
And he's not running anymore. I mean, he used to be a
not
quarterback
really,
that
no.
would get on the perimeter and run with the football.
Boy, they are great. See, this is where Roethlisberger is tough. Sixth in the league in third down, second in the red zone.
That's what quarterbacks get paid for.
That's it right there.
Those are the things that make you great. I mean, he's got career touchdowns, 352, career interceptions, 184.
Broncos, 27th on third down, 22nd in the red zone. Not good. Below average.
And we got to get our points per game up. I mean, if there's one thing that really scares you about the Steelers is that they really put up a lot of points. And that's where they become a dangerous football team is because Ben Roethlisberger knows where to throw the football. He knows how to operate in the red zone. It makes them a team that is one of those teams that look like they're going to be a postseason team every year as long as he's the quarterback.
Even though they're minus three, which is not good in giveaway takeaway, they're 7-2-1 because they keep drives alive on third down.
That's
And they convert in the red zone, so they score points. They are fourth in the league, 29.9 points per game. So rushing, 26th in the league. They average 97 yards a game, not big there. Passing is pretty big, fourth in the league. They're a dangerous team. They are a dangerous team. They're a legit team. I think they're the fourth best team in the league. Al,
I think that they're
like them or the Patriots better.
Where's the game? Neutral field. If it's a neutral field,
yeah.
That's a good one. That's a coin flip.
It might be a coin flip. They're both real good. But that's the type of team the Broncos are playing this week. Watch the Chargers, man. Watch the Chargers start to fumble and fall a little bit. Don't be surprised. But the Steelers are the real deal, but that is not to say the Broncos can't beat them.
Right.
And I love playing. I think playing teams on winning streaks is fantastic, because what comes with a winning streak is sort of that grind and that pressure to keep going, keep going, keep going. And inevitably, you're going to have some big games on that winning streak. So the Steelers have played some really tough games. They played the Ravens, division opponent. That's a barn burner. The Panthers, who are a really good team, on Thursday Night Football. And then last week, they were playing the Jaguars, which has been considered a upper sort of echelon team on the road. I think this game could not be happening at a better time for the Broncos. Coming off a big win, we've had great weather here this week. There is an energy at Dove Valley, Al, that feels refreshing and exciting. This game could not be happening at a better time. Yeah, it could not be happening at a better time.
And we're also seeing a guy in James Conner, who is fourth in the NFL with yards from scrimmage. Now that's a big addition to that team. James Conner.
But he's like a big bruiser sort of.
Hold on. 120.7 yards per game from James Conner by himself. That's only fourth behind Saquon Barkley with 126, Ezekiel Elliott with 129, and Todd Gurley with an unbelievable 134.9 per game.
Yeah, but he's like just a, okay.
I'm just saying, it's a big part of
but
who
if,
they
if
are.
But if Conner runs for 130 yards, I really don't care.
It's not about running. I'm talking about catching the ball and just yards from scrimmage. I mean, that's a big number. I mean, he's a big part of their offense. And our leader in that department is Philip Lindsay with 857. Philip Lindsay is quietly having a Pro Bowl type of season. And that's something different. That's something different that we haven't seen around here in a while. A guy who'd be voted to the Pro Bowl, especially at the running back position. I'm not talking about just, you know, because other people dropped off. I'm talking about voted in. The way that he's playing right now, very few people can say that they have the kind of success that he's having.
I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Friday, and you know, that's it.
My friend, happy Thanksgiving,
you
man.
Too. You too, homeboy.
And Big Sexy, you know, I love you, bro. Happy
you too,
Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, D-Mac, man.
Same to you.
Hey, it's Richie Rich.
Greed, Rich.
Nice working with you, man. For my homeboy who's on vacation,
you gotta say
man,
Johnny
Kyle
Love?
Berry.
Oh, okay.
Man,
yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Kyle
of course,
Berry, of course, yes.
My main man, Johnny Love. And to all of you guys, man, we wish you guys the very best Thanksgiving. Invite somebody new. Take a picture of the leftover dish. Send it to us on Friday. Man, we love you guys. See you Friday here on The Fan at 3 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And oh, mother's love.